Well, the Commonwealth Bank has delivered another enormous profit, $9.6 billion to be precise, despite the many who are struggling with mortgage payments. And despite that enormous number, the bank's taken the axe to its dividend, the regular payments that go to its shareholders. So on top of those who've lost work in this crisis, hundreds of thousands more people who rely on these payments could soon find themselves in straitened times too, meaning more damage to the economy. Business reporter David Taylor.
Hundreds of thousands of Australians may receive news this week, says Russell Lees, that their income has been slashed.
It certainly is, and it's expected to remain that way, unfortunately, for the next couple of years.
Russell Lees represents thousands of ordinary investors across the country in his role as president of the Australian Investors Association. He's told PM he's being inundated with calls from self-funded retirees worrying how they'll pay for food, utility bills, healthcare and holidays, which up until now have been funded through dividend payments.
Well, what level are the cuts going to be? What is their level of income that's going to come off their portfolio for the next 12 months? And what adjustments should they be factoring into their spending patterns for the next 12 to 18 months?
Dividends are the income investors receive from holding shares. Exactly how much investors will get back is revealed during the profit reporting season, which is now well underway. Yesterday, directors from building products maker James Hardy, which has already suspended dividends, told investors they want to preserve cash through these uncertain times. Financial services firm Challenger, which also reported yesterday, decided against paying a final dividend. And Sydney Airport told shareholders there won't be any dividends paid out this calendar year. Roger Montgomery, who manages over $1 billion worth of funds, says retirees who have bought up shares hoping for better returns than from, say, a term deposit, are being stung again.
So interest rates have been falling for many years, and retirees, as a consequence, have been forced to migrate out of term deposits and into higher risk asset classes such as equities for their income and for growth in order to fund their lifestyle and medical needs. And when dividends are cut, as they have been in the last 6 months, and likely to be continued to be under pressure over the next 6 months, that really does put a sting in the ability of retirees to be able to self-fund their retirement.
Government income support measures are available to ordinary retirees, self-funded retirees and investors more broadly. Early access to super, the $750 bonus payments and a reduction in social security deeming rates for those with term deposits all help support retirement income. So few investors will be able to cry poor. But given how much dividend income gets pumped into the economy virtually straight away, independent economist Angela Jackson says it has the potential to be another big blow to the economic recovery.
For people substantially impacted by this, they probably do have some other options, including potentially having to liquidate some of their assets. Now, I know no one likes doing that, but people are going to have to be in a situation where some tougher decisions are going to have to be made. So it's not as if, you know, people are without any support, but it certainly is a real impact, and an impact on people that they weren't expecting, which is always difficult for people to absorb.
Also difficult to absorb, the latest data from the Bureau of Statistics showing wages growing at their slowest pace in 22 years, at just 0.2 percentage points in the 3 months to June. Private sector wages, on average, rose 0.1 of a percentage point, while public sector wages gained 0.6 percentage points. Workers in education and training saw the biggest pay rises, while professional, scientific and technical services and construction workers took the biggest hit to pay.
David Taylor with that report.